Zok to Mr. Vaita. We just spoke about how you chayiv a bunch of chatois, one achila. Now we're going to say how you can be chayiv on one bia. That means mezana with one person, and that person can be also you five or six different ways, or seven different ways. So all these cases, of course, are wild cases. But there are cases where you can chayiv seven chatois on one bia. So let's see the case. There are a few mishnayos like this. Yesh ba bia achas v'chayiv ala aleha vav chatois. You can do one bia and chayiv six chatois. Ketzar haba al bitoy. Someone was Baal Bitoy. Chayav Allah Mashon Bitoy Vachayisai. This daughter was basically a mamzer. How was his daughter? He was Baal Imoy. Let's say we call him Amalek. Amalek was Baal Imoy and had a daughter. Then had a daughter. So this daughter is Amalek's daughter and Amalek's sister, the sister to his mother. And then this Amalek's daughter went and married his brother. Which she was allowed to marry her brother. It's a mamzer, but it's all like a married mamzer. He married her brother, and then he married his father's brother. And while she was still married to his father's brother, and she was anida, this Amalek was mezana with her. So it lands up. It says bitay achaysay eshes achiv eshachi aviv eshes ish anida. Ketzad what? Because after she married his brother, and his brother died, he got divorced, so his brother died, he married his uncle. No, like you said, after he divorced his brother. Even after the divorce, still Asa. So, what? Kain's only a lab, it's not a chatas. Only a lab, it's not a chatas. No chatas on a kain. Only a lab. Kain's a bar, bitoy, chayav mishon bitoy va'achaysoy. On a daughter and a sister. We said how it was because he was Baal Imai. You have all these things. You have five, six chatois. Zok the Gemara. Everyone's leaving to trying to figure out the cases on the article. Zok the Gemara. I tried. We just said before that Ameya isn't on hold of Istichal Issa. So how are all these chiyuvim chal on each other? For example, how's the eshes ach and eshes achiyav all chal on these surah? It's achoysa already. It's a bita already. How's the chal? That's the question. Ina is chal isa. Zok the Gemara. The ina is chal isa. Last day isa moisiv isa karel isa. He holds of isa moisiv isa karel. I learned before. And the Gemara is explaining how you have moisiv and karel for every case. Kigoy. Shabal imay. Amalek was Baal's mother. Vahelad bita had a dabas. So now when this daughter is born, Issa bas v'achoysev hadad adi asi. Both isurim of bas and achoysev come at the same time, so that can be chal. Both chal at the same time. It's when he's born, it's a daughter and a sister at the same time. Nisis la'achiv, when she gets married to his brother, migu de toysev isla gavi achim, migu that now is isla gavi other brothers, you know, this Amalek has 10 brothers, so since it was moysev gavi other brothers, so it's isla, it's Isser Kailu, maybe we call it. The Taisa Isser Lagavi today. It's Moisiv Isser Lagavi him. Even though he's also anyway, else Bita and Achaisa, he could be Moisiv because it was the guy brother, his brother, the other brothers came also. Mrs. Lachayaviv, after that brother died who got divorced, he got married to the uncle. So then also, Migu the Taisa Isser Lagavi Shara Chayaviv now became also for the other brothers, the father's brothers, other uncles became also now, Isser Ach. Taisa Lagavi day. So what's the Moisiv Lagavi him? Because it's Moisiv more people. Havala Eshdish, when she's Eshdish also, Migu Taisiv Issa Gavi Alma, the whole world's off on her now, it's Eshdish. What?
Is this question or is it adding on to it?
Adding on, no. Yeah. Adding on.
Is it
Kasha? No, I don't think so. I think it's adding on. Adding on now, how is Eshdish Chal? How is Eshdish, Migu Taisiv Issa Gavi Alma, it's Gavi the day, it's also Issa Gavi other things. Havala Nida, Migu Taisiv Issa Gavi Baila, it's Osir now, the Gavi's own husband, Tais Navi Gavi day, it's also Issa Gavi him. So that's, you see, everything else can be moisiv on each other. That's, you have the six chatois.
Baal Imai is separate. It's one bit, same bit.
No. That means, because it's not the same person even. Talking about the bita. Talking about the offspring that came out of that bia. We're talking about, that's where the six chatois are. On the bita.
The Ishish
Ach, Chiyav, it could be, but still, you have to be moisiv on the world. Both of them. This person was also on bita anyways. You have to explain it did happen by the dadi. Just how was the moisiv on him, on Amalek? Well, Amalek was also this daughter anyway. As bita, how was the moisiv on him? You needed both have to be moisiv. So Ad Khan, the first mishnah. Now we'll go to the next mishnah. Haba al bas bita. We have another case. I think here it's seven altogether, seven chatayis. Haba al bas bita. someone was bar bas bitoy, then halacha is you're also on bas bitoy. You're also on that. And we'll give a case of bas bitoy that has a bunch of different nesurim. Chayev alam shum bas bitoy v'kalosoy v'eshus ochi v'eshus ochi v'achayis ishtoy v'eshus v'nita. Now, how do you have everything? We'll explain it outside. The case over here was that he had a granddaughter, his bas bitoy, that married his that became his this bas bitoy was really a zachos ishtoy. How was it a zachos ishtoy? Because his son married this bas bitoy also. You know, because that's not sure. His son married his niece. So it became kalosai. Now, this bas bitoy was also actually his wife's sister. His wife's sister. Why? Because his son-in-law had a different child, had a different daughter before he got married to his daughter. His son-in-law, before he got married to his daughter. His son-in-law had Rachel. His son-in-law gets married to his daughter and has Leah. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Means his son-in-law, Yanko, before he got into the family, he had Rachel. He goes into the family, he marries his daughter, he marries Reuben's daughter, and he has Leah. Leah and Rachel are sisters. Leah is the bas bitoy. Leah goes ahead and marries now Reuben's other son. So Leah now is his bas bitoy, is his kalosai, is his achos ishtoy, because he's married to Rachel. And then afterwards, after marrying his son, he went and married his brother, and then married his uncle. So you have, and they're married right now. It's Eish Ish Anida. So you have on this bas bitoy, you have all asurim. So Chayav Shem bas bitoy v'kalosa because he married his son, v'Eish Ish Achiv because afterwards he married his brother, Eish Achi Achiv because he married his uncle, v'Achayis Ishta like we said, Rachel and Leah were sisters. Two different things.
That's
what? They're mother, yeah. They're mother each other.
Yeah.
Eish Ishtoi married uncle, yeah. And then Achos Ishtoi. And Eish Ishtoi Shanida. Seven different surim can be chal on this. Rabbi Yisrael Aymer, Ava Zakein V'Nasa, if his father, Reuven's father, married his great-granddaughter, Chayev Olam Shem Eish Zav, he can be Moisif Eish Zav on it.
How could that condition take place?
Well, you'll see. Great granddaughter is not an Issa Deraisa. But there might be a different problem. If you remember, it was Eish Achi Aviv. It was Reuven's uncle was married also to her. Her uncle is the father's brother. So it's Eish Ach. So we'll see that tomorrow. We'll ask on it. But I'm Ava Zakir Menasa, Chayav Mishim Eish Zav. V'chein Abba Bas Ishtoi V'Bas Bita. The all exact cases we said bas bitoy, it could be also a bas ishtoy, and bas bita also can have the same case that we just had a bas bitoy. You could make the same cases it was bas ishtoy and bas bita. Whatever the case of bas bita, it doesn't have to be bas bitoy. It could be bas ishtoy or bas bita of the ishtoy also. So now it says k'toni chayolam shum eshav. Instead of that, the grandfather married her. Also, you have Eshja. And the question is, Misharile, how could he marry the grandfather? The problem is that it was married to his brother. We said it was Eshja Chiyav also. What's going on? It was Eshja Chiyav. We had over here, when we have the names, Reuven and Yaakov is Reuven's father. We have to put that case here. Reuven had a granddaughter who married his son. So he said that granddaughter is also his granddaughter, it's Kalosai. And then after he married his son, he married his brother, Reuben's brother, married Shimon. And then he married Yaakov's brother, married Esav. That's what he said, Esha Chiyavim. So the problem is, how could Yaakov go and marry her if he was married to Esav? Because it was one of the cases, Esha Chiyavim. Esha. Who said they're related? Who's the two brothers related? Maybe the brothers. Yeah, this is Michal for Yaakov. For Yaakov, yeah. That's the kasha. So why? How can it be Ava Zaken? It can't be Chal. It can't be Eshav. Yeah, that's the kasha. Yehuda goes Nafla Leibum. Esav didn't have any children, and therefore felt the Yaakov Leibum. That's why it can be Chal on him. So my ova, what's the avera then? Amrav Yaakov, she'ova mishum kalos benoi shniya. Yaakov was over because of kalos benoi. Yaakov is now going to marry the daughter-in-law of Reuven, and it's a shniya. And Rashi says, it could have said also a great-granddaughter, also a shniya. Kedetanya, kalos is erva. Kalos benoi is shniya. It's only a shniya. V'chein atamayitzi v'bas benoi u'bas ben benoi. The bas benoi, the kalosay of bas benoi, or the kalosay of bas ben benoi, as of Galadaris. It means any daughter-in-law down the line is also al shniya. Even 5 daris down the road is also al shniya. So that's ava zaka means shniya. But this is only a shniya. So what does shniya mean? Shniya means only of erva darabonon. It's only erva darabonon, a vad that's chal kedushin, it can be eshazah. So this is our mishnah. Dr. Gemara, Umiyasar Vyasi Yisachal Isser. Now here in this Mishnah, Vyasi looks like agrees to the Mishnah. Umiyasar Vyasi Yisachal Isser, Vatanan, we have a Mishnah that says, Ova Averish of Ishtay Misais. If someone has Averish that has 2 Misais, need them in Chamura. What's the case of 2 Misais? It was Chamasa and Eshazish. If someone Shviger is married, and he's born that Shviger. So there it sounds like, even by Yisachal Isser Maisif, still, it's a shaylef yichayev. Which one yichayev? Which misa yichayev for? So, the first one is nidim mechamura. Since they're both chal, you get the mechamur to go on. So, if you hold sreifa as mechamur, you get sreifa and not chenek. Chenek is for eshzish and sreifa is for chamay, so you get sreifa. That's the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yisrael, you mean nidim mezikur shayna. Whoever was first, shvar love. Whoever was first. But Tanya, can't Rabbi Yisrael nidim mezikur shayna? Chamay, so if she first was your shviger and your shviger was single when you married her daughter, but now it's eshzish nidim mishum chamay, so. Then you get sreifa. Eshzish, nas chamaisa, nimshim eshzish. You get eshzish. So what's the kasha? The kasha is klar that you don't go by no issa karl issa maisa ven on nothing. No issa chal issa. You go by zikr ishoin. The hacker, I'm a shter of Yasi agrees to all these asurim. I holds ain't issa chal ala issa. And for the Gemara, I'm ravo, moide rabbi Yasi, but issa maisif. Rabbi Yasi is moide, but issa maisif really. And we'll explain how it fits into the words. It's a zikr ishoin. He's really ma'ize by Issa Ma'isev. Think also Rav Rav Yechon, why do you risk by Issa Ma'isev? Ma'isev Ma'isev, Ika Hacha, Dika Bra L'Saba. The Migu did Taisev Esur L'Gabe Berei, L'Gabe his son, and Taisev Esur L'Gabe today. So we're saying like this. He's ma'ize by Ika Ma'isev. And we also Kyle also. So here, so if it's Chamaisa and became Eishesish, if it's a Shviga, then it became Eishesish, even though there's Issa Maisev, because you have Maisev Issa Ishish. Still, you go with Chamaisev, because that's more Chamer, and that was for sure Chal. But the opposite case, where Ishish is Chal first, and then Chamaisev, so there's no Kail or Maisev. You're not being Maisev anything. You're not being Maisev anything. But the next one, my Issa Maisev Ika, is the Gavi Agamar. We'll get to that in a second. But we get to that more in a second. Just the moral territory is the Moide Reyesiv Issa Moisif, and that means that really when he says Zikr Shaina, it's Lav Dafka. It depends. He goes to Zikr Shaina basis, you know why? Because if Chamois is Chal first, or Chamois is Chal first, you get Sreifa. If Eshdish is Chal first, the reason why you don't get Sreifa for Chamois a second is not because you always go with Zikr Shaina. There, Chamois is not being Moisif or Kail or anything on Eshdish. And that's why you get Zikr Rishayna. But really, Rabbi Yossi agrees that Issa Maisa is a Kail is Chal. When Chamois is first, Eshish Chal afterwards, why don't get Eshish? Because Chamois is more Chamer. But really, it is Chal, Eshish Chal in it. Because Rabbi Yossi is a Maida to Issa Maisa is a Kail. Now, the Gemara is asking, by Eshish Av, that's the thing that Rabbi Yossi adds on, what's the Issa Maisa is a Kail there? My Issa Maisa Ika Hacha. So, Gemara, the Ika Bra L'Saba. This grandfather who married her has another son. Migu de toys su gai bray, als eshes av, it toys su gai day, to be moist of the gai ruven also. Ruven was also anyway, as colossal, beat the, all these things. But Migu de moist of the gai, Yaakov's other son, als eshes av, will be moist for this. And I have to talk about a case where there's no eshes ach in that case. I guess it was a son that was not an ach to him. Yeah. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Look at the Gemara right. Haba al Chamaisa. If someone's ba on a shviger, chayev alo alaham mashum chamaisa. Here have a case where you can have it's Chamaisa's Shviger. Chayalom Shechamaisa, Vikalosai. Because his Shviger was single, he married his Shviger's daughter, and his Shviger was single. His Shviger afterwards married his own son. Vikalosai. Ve'eshes Achiv. And obviously it was his own son from a different lady, because it can't be her grandmother. So it became Kalasai. And then after he got divorced from his own son, he married his brother, Ve'esh Achiyaviv, and Ve'achos Ishtoi. It's possible also to be Achos Ishtoi. Ve'esh Ish Venida. And all these cases, you could have all these Asurim. Ve'chein Haba Al Im Chama Va'im Chamaisa. The same thing could be if this lady is not his Chamaisa, is the mother of his Chamaisa, or the mother of his Shver. That's also the same Isser of the granddaughter. Rav Yechim Ruri Aimer, Haba Al Chamaisa, Chayiv Lo Mishim Chamaisa, Va'im Chamaisa, Va'im Chama. Rav Yechim Ruri says that it's possible that he had a person that was Nasi Bita Bas Bita Vaim Chama, the same lady, the same person. He married, he's Ivan, someone who was his Chamoisai, and Aim Chamoisai, and Aim Chama. And he was born the same person that had all three Asurim on her. And it's possible how had to have the Isser is possible like this. The case was, here, the chart's a very clear chart. The case this was, let's say, Leah, the lady Leah had two daughters and one son. Let's say Yecheved, Dina, and Asher. Okay, and you have a guy that he married Dina, and he married Sarah, and he married Miriam. So this guy is possible to be related three different ways. So here it could be Chayiv v'Chamoisoy, Eim Chamav, and Eim Chamoisoy. So you chayiv three chatois on one person. So Gemara says there the chayiv for three different chatois. Amar loy shloshtam shem echad. They're all one shem. We'll stop over here because we're not clear again. Maybe we'll continue. Maybe we'll start this mission again tomorrow. We'll see because it's a little late.